This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Donald R. Whitaker. Patient's last name Whitaker, Whitaker, first name Donald, Donald, middle initial R, date of birth 5/4/57, date of visit 6/26/23. This is a 66-year-old African-American male patient who is here for 1 month follow-up and to discuss lab results, period. He's repressing illness. A patient apparently was seeing a urologist in Scott and White who had started him on testosterone injections, period. Patient was seen by Dr. Dave in May and had a routine lab work which showed that his hemoglobin hematocrit was high, period. She did review her medications and noticed that he was on testosterone injections every 2 weeks, so she discontinued the testosterone, period. He had repeat labs done last week and is here to discuss results, period. Past medical history, significant for hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, some depression, and prediabetes, period. On examination, he weighed in at 233 pounds. That's a 5 pound decrease. Blood pressure is 110 over 78, pulse 74 per minute, pulse ox 97%, temperature 96, BMI 35, 1 hour postprandial blood sugar is 104. He is a non-drinker, non-smoker, non-drug user. Allergies, he has some cough from lisinopril and hence that was discontinued and patient is on ARB now. On exam, patient is in no acute distress, head normocephalic, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, thoracic, JVP now distended, lungs clear to auscultation, no Rawls, bronchi or wheezing, heart is 1 to regular sinus rhythm, extremities no edema. Lab review, he did have a CBC done which shows the hemoglobin is down to 16.6, hematocrit 48.3, period. This is slightly lower than the upper limit of normal of 17.0. His testosterone level, of course, was 97, which is very low, and the free testosterone was 22.7, which is also low, period. Assessment, drug-induced abnormal CBC in the past, period. Testosterone deficiency, period. Hypertension, well-controlled, pre-diabetes, and hypercholesterolemia, period. Plan, I did tell patient to stay off the testosterone, period. He will continue his other medications, period. Medications reviewed and reconciled, period. I did ask him to return to the office in 3 months if his symptoms of fatigue and erectile dysfunction worsens, then he could be tried on the transdermal patch or the androgel transdermal ointment gel form. Those have a more constant absorption and might not raise the hemoglobin and hematocrit as the testosterone injection does, period. He is not sure if he's going to go back to his urologist, so he will be seen here in the office in 3 months. Or I did ask him to call the office for another appointment sooner if he needs to come in sooner, period.